Hello, I'm Dora Martin from London, UK. Recently, I did an audio boom about the power of the subconscious mind. So here is another story I'll tell. This was a time when I lost my garage keys a few years ago. So I was unable to get to my car because it was locked in the garage. I prayed upon it and said to my subconscious mind, "Where are my garage keys?" A night or two later, I had a dream. It showed me my whole apartment. And I woke up, and so I knew that my keys were somewhere in the home and not on the street somewhere. I looked everywhere, and still I could not find these keys. So that night, I prayed again, said to my subconscious mind, "Can you be more specific and tell me where my garage keys are?" A night or two later, I had a dream. The dream showed me my lounge, the sitting room, and said, "The keys are there." Fine. I woke up. Good. They're in the lounge. Let's go and have a look. I looked everywhere, high and low, turned everything inside out. I could not find these keys. Frustrated, I thought, okay, calm, let's pray again. So I prayed again and said to my subconscious mind, "Please tell me where my keys are. Tell me where they are." I left it at that, got on with my life. Nothing happened, but a friend, some time later, invited me to his apartment for dinner. I was like, "Oh, okay, fine, I'll go along, nothing doing." I went along. And as I got into his apartment, I noticed that, into his lounge, I noticed that he had his seat cushions, you know, that the seat that you sit on, the cushions were turned vertical. So I said to my friend, "Why are these turned vertical? Why are your cushions like that?" So he said, "Well, that's to keep the seats in good condition. They go back into shape so they don't go all soft and, you know, so that when you sink, when you sit in them, they don't sink. Just keep them hard and keep them firm. They go back into shape." "Oh, that's a really good idea. I'll have to try that when I get home." So we had a good evening and I went home and got on with my life. I don't know how long it was, but I said to myself, "Oh, you know what? Let me try that thing that my friend does." And so with the settee, so I took the cushions, the seats, the part that you sit on, and I turned them vertical so that, you know, they can get air and get back into shape. And as I began turning the cushions vertical, lo and behold, if it could not be done with a feather, there were my garage keys. I could not believe it. Oh my goodness. I was so happy. I said, "Thank you, God. Thank you, subconscious mind." Absolutely brilliant. Just goes to show that, you know, the answers are in you. You just have to ask, and the question comes, or no, the answer comes, and you never know in what way it will manifest itself. That's truly, truly amazing. So it just shows you the power of the subconscious mind. Never underestimate. You ask a question and just be patient and you'll get the answer. It may not be the one that you like or in the form, but you get the answer one way or the other. Well, I hope you enjoy this story and I look forward to speaking with you again on my next audio boom. Bye for now.